The markets are trying to gain ground today after a huge sell-off yesterday. The S&P 500 fell 3%, wiping out gains for the year and putting it in correction territory. That means stocks have fallen 10% from their previous peak. It is a signal to investors that the volatility could be more than just a blip. Robin Farzad hosts the podcast Full Disclosure. He joins us now. Hi, Robin.
Hi, Jeremy.
And all year we've been hearing about the market's record-setting bull run. Then suddenly it started tanking as soon as we hit October. I don't know if they got spooked or what.
Well, that's how this happens historically. New highs, they're built on forgetting things like 2008 or 87 or the flash crash. These spookouts, they happen much more often than they've been happening over the past decade. But if you go and look at the long chart of the Dow or the S&P 500, you'll find that it's ultimately all just noise. Meanwhile, step back from all this. Emerging markets, they've had something of a lost decade. Here in the U.S., our equities, they've had a fab 10 years after their worst decade since the Depression. In the end, I think it all comes out in the wash.
Well, and when you look at the earnings reports that have been coming out from companies, a lot of them are positive. Microsoft is up. Tesla is up and actually profitable for once. Even Ford reported revenue above expectations despite complaining that President Trump's tariffs have cost $1 billion in profit this year. What about all of that?
Look, things could be a lot worse. Profits are still near record levels. Cash buybacks, cash givebacks, dividends, the fiscal environment, it's all extremely favorable. The question is, how much have we been pricing that in for a decade? Look, I'm old enough to remember when the market actually fell 30% in a year, Jeremy. Banks were failing left and right. Every company was suspected of being an Enron or a WorldCom. Mm-hmm. You know, back when the Red Sox were a joke. This is ancient history. People have to remember that things do fall apart.
What about the midterm elections? How do you think that is playing into what we're seeing in the markets, if at all?
Not much. I mean, the market's pretty much priced in the likelihood of Democrats probably recapturing the House of Representatives. There's only so much Congress can do to blunt the worry right now over trade wars or the Federal Reserve ratcheting rates higher.
And what about the idea that the market has been due for a correction for a while, at least according to a lot of analysts? Is a sell-off really such a bad thing if that's what's going on?
I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. Look, my mom used to take me to the Macy's one-day sale on these Wednesdays. Like, we put it on the calendar four or five times a year. I remember Z Cavaricci pants were half off. Why then weren't Macy's shoppers mourning the prevalence of one-day sales? Why wasn't CNBC doing special reports on the worrying decline in Macy's prices? Look, stock sell-offs, they're a fact of life. Those who can stay balanced and calm and focused can use these opportunities, whether they're rebalancing or investing more into their kids' 529s. You know, you get it.
But if you're watching and you're looking at your 401k or whatever and you're seeing it fall down, my advice would be just don't look at it when the market goes down. But what's your advice, Robin?
You know, I've told you before to go make a sandwich or Netflix and chill. Today, Jeremy, all I'm saying is all we are is dust in the wind. Stay balanced, stay unexcitable, be greedy when others are fearful. Enjoy the World Series, especially if the Dodgers rally. I sure hope they do.
You're from L.A.?
I am. I have a lot of family.
You're from
in
Miami, right?
And that's then, right.
But
that's
you have a lot of family in L.A. Okay. So
I grew up loving the Dodgers. It's 30 years, Jeremy. Shed a tear for me.
All right. Well, good luck. They're down 2-0 at the moment.
I'll need more than luck.
Robin Farzad, host of the podcast Full Disclosure. Thank you.
My pleasure.